This is Katie and Kay, owner-operated for 37 years, thanks to membership support from people like you. And you are listening to the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program, and as promised, I have a special guest on the line. Amanda, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Hi, Amanda. We have Amanda Peterson from the Focused Kids organization. She is the program director, and we're so lucky to have you back with us. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm great, Beth. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Oh, of course. Will you remind listeners about Focus Kids and the services you offer to families and kids in the Valley here?
Yes, I would love to. So we are a local nonprofit. We support the schools, families, teachers. We offer support with social-emotional learning. We offer parents classes and trainings on how to help connect with their kids, how to manage big feelings and emotions in the home. We work with teachers on creating classrooms of focus and calm, teaching kids about their brain, empowering them to be in charge of their brain. We just hired Yolanda Gonzalez, who is going to be running all of our programming in Spanish now. So that's a really huge piece that we've added in. And we're so happy to have her on board. Right now, we're offering parents 2 times a week. We have parent conversations to help connect parents in the community, normalize their current situation, and offer tools to help them and their kids, find some peace and calm and regulation and develop healthy habits. So those are kind of our current offerings that we're working on right now, along with the teachers and kids in the schools as best we can.
I'm sure you have a lot going on, and congratulations on adding the bilingual component to your program. That's super exciting.
Yes.
So, you know, it is such a challenging time, and you're talking about giving teachers and students and families this opportunity for support of normalizing what's going on, even though it's a crazy time for schools. Given the fact that a lot of the area schools are back using screen time for online schooling and they're social distancing from their friends, do you guys have any tips that you have for kids and parents while they are using more screens?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. My number one tip right now is just making movement a priority, getting outside, finding any way you can just get your kiddo off the screen and moving. Kids are sitting so much right now. They aren't walking to the bus stop. They aren't moving around from class to class. So anything parents can do to get kids off the screen and moving is key. Even if it's as simple as unloading the dishwasher or taking the dog for a walk, finding just little things for them to do around the house to get them up and moving. And I just think, you know, the kids are home, so why not? And it's a win-win. Once kids are up moving and being helpful, what we know from research is that when kids feel helpful, those feel-good chemicals in their brain are released, and that leads to feeling better about themselves. It makes them feel happier, and that goes on to feeling happier about life in general. So just finding little opportunities for them to be helpful, get off their screen, and move, those are a couple things. And I also would like to add in a little bit more just about screen time. Instead of battling with your child, and I'm right now thinking of like older elementary, middle school kids, high school kids, take the battle away by helping them to recognize when it might be time to take a break. Help them build in self-regulation skills around screen time usage. It's hard to do, but if we can shift our energy towards helping them manage their screen time versus us just nagging them and us creating these rules around screen time that seem to not be very effective always, we're giving our kids lifelong skills, right? And what I've noticed is that those are things that we want to teach them because we won't be with them forever, right? We won't be able to manage them and look over them and set up their screen time schedule. So if we can give them skills now, that's really helpful. And doing simple things like no phones during dinner time or in the car, or, you know, encouraging them to listen to a podcast while they're in the car. So they still feel connected to their phones and their technology, but they aren't just scrolling social media or whatnot. On a positive note, one thing that I've seen come out of the screen time with my own son, who's 13, is that there's a lot he's learning about the world right now, things that I wouldn't necessarily be teaching him, but things that are important to him. So the best thing parents can do is stay connected to how their child is using social media, where they're getting their information from, ask them questions, stay engaged with them, and like kind of lessen the battle and find ways to connect with them. A quote I recently heard and really resonated with me was, "Parent ignorance is more dangerous than a smartphone." And that just makes me think that it's so important for us to just be present, talk to our kids, and don't make it an all or nothing thing.
Yeah, so important, so important. I mean, I've just been working with kids at the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program. We've really struggled to offer all of our programs on an online format because we know how important it is for kids to get time away from the screen. So, you know, beyond school and just the time that the kids want to stay connected to their friends using a virtual format, I hear and resonate with what you're saying. And I think it goes for adults too right now who might be working from home. Movement is so important when we've been sitting at a computer for hours and hours of the day.
Yeah, and it goes back to modeling. You know, just model for your kids. If you get out and go for a walk, or you get up and move and leave your phone in the other room, the best thing we can do, I think, with technology is just model those healthy habits by doing them ourselves as best we can.
Such a good reminder. And on that note, I just said that many families are all working from home together when kids are at school. And if they're not going off to school, they're working at home, and parents might be working there too. How can families find a balance when everyone's at home? That must be very challenging, and I'm sure you've faced that with your own family.
Yeah, it is very challenging. Balance does not seem to be something that people are doing well right now. And I just think it's so important for parents to take time for themselves and don't feel guilty about it. The best way that we're going to find balance in our day and in our lives right now is that if we are taking that time for ourselves, we can just show up, be more clear-headed, be less reactive, and that'll benefit our whole families. And I think as well, paying attention, there's some key things that you can pay attention to, and notice if one of these is off balance, taking a kind of a look at the whole big picture and finding out where the balance might be off. So there's these key pieces that I like to think about when finding balance. And those include finding physical time, which we just talked about, movement, time in. Time in is just taking time for yourself to read, watch Netflix, read a magazine, listen to a podcast, you know, just kind of tuning out the outside world for a while and just going in. Playtime, it seems silly, but like finding time to just be silly and spontaneous and laugh. Focus time might be where you're working, where you're really just focused on one thing at a time. Sleep, and then that connection to others. So those are just key pieces that if we look at in our life, when we're feeling off balance, we can start to like think about, okay, well, which one of those pieces might I need right now? What piece am I not getting? And we can work on that a little bit to find that balance again. And that's something that everybody in the house can do. I think even for kids, you know, when I look at my kids, I can look at those things and figure out often with them which one is off balance and how can we modify and adjust to get them back on track with feeling their best.
Yeah, I mean, do you have suggestions for how parents can try and connect with their child during this challenging time? I know you offered things that the whole family can do, but if a parent's really struggling to connect with their child, especially those middle school, like you said, older elementary and middle school kids, that that can be a challenging time for them. Do you have suggestions?
Yeah, you know, from my experience, my biggest suggestion is connecting with your kid when they're ready to connect with you and being available for them. Oftentimes, you know, in that middle school age, if it's on our time, the connection won't happen. But if we show up when our kids are ready for us to show up, then often that's when we can hear about what's going on in their day, hear what's making them happy, what's making them mad, what's making them sad, and find out what they need from us. So finding that time and making that space for your kids is really, really important. And often that time is going to be on their schedule, you know, and it's not always the best timing for us. But if we can try to just create the space for them and show up for them, put our work aside for a moment, put our phones down for a moment, and really see them and really listen to them and talk to them, we can find out a lot, and we can get that connection time that they need and that we probably need as well.
Right. Such important stuff, especially right now as schools are, you know, transitioning from online to hybrid, to everyone's kind of doing any different strategies to reach kids right now. Do you have any information for listeners about that? You know, what's the status with where the school districts are with learning right now?
Yeah, so in the Roaring Fork Valley, from Basalt, Carbondale, Glenwood Springs, and the Roaring Fork School District, right now all of the kiddos K through 12 are in virtual classroom settings with their teachers. The goal is to get the youngest kids, the K through 3 kids, back in person as soon as possible. The goal for that is late September, early October. They're really wanting to get those little kids in, and then building up on that, and then, you know, kind of just taking it one month at a time and seeing where we're at as we build everybody back in. In RE2, which is beyond Glenwood, Rifle, Parachute, Newcastle, those kiddos are all in school full-time right now. But in our district, we're working on a slow model of getting the little kids back in as soon as possible, and then going from there.
Yeah, what an interesting time we're in as educators, but I think everyone's doing their best, and a big shout out to teachers. I know, Amanda, you're a listener of KDNK, and you might have heard earlier in the show that Ross Montessori is now our challenge grant for our membership drive, and the reason that Sonia Henman is committed to this business challenge match is because she wants to honor Ross Montessori teachers and all teachers in the Valley who are working during this challenging time to empower kids. So shout out to Ross Montessori, who's matching all of the membership pledges that are coming in during the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program today. And just, you know, it's so important to support our teachers and our students and the parents all during this challenging times, and administrators too. Everyone's working really hard.
Yeah. So, yeah, really hard.
But on that note, I'm going to kind of segue you. Full disclosure here, your son is a very big part of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. He's a DJ here, and he's, I believe, at the news team right now.
Yes, he should be at the news team right now.
Yeah, they just started in a distance safe place at Soper's Park, and they're just meeting face-to-face before they do some online things safely over there at the park. But will you tell us what you love about KDNK and why it's important to your family during this membership drive? You can tell us why you love KDNK.
You know, I've really grown to love KDNK over the past few years. When we're in town or we're at concerts, like local festivals or, you know, local music events, KDNK always has a presence. And it just feels really good to be around local musicians and local things happening in our community. you know, there's great programming on the radio. Turning on Katie and Kate any time of day, if you are a parent and you just need to, like, escape for a while, just putting in your earbuds and listening to Katie and Kate or getting in your car and going for a drive, there's always something. I feel like it's just always calming and relaxing and good news and good programming that Katie and Kate has to offer. And as a parent, Katie and Kate has become a huge influence in our son's life, with giving him multiple opportunities to be on the radio, to work in leadership roles, to connect with other kids in the community, to connecting with professionals in the community. He's just had so many amazing opportunities all through the work of Katie and Kay. So I fully support Katie and Kay and the work that they do and all the DJs. You guys are all so amazing, such kind people, and it's really a great organization to support. We're lucky to have you guys in our community.
Oh, thanks for that. Yeah, Blake is a great asset to the youth radio DJs here, and his next radio show is on Thursday the 24th from 7 to 9. He'll be back in the studio for the first time in many, many months, and he was one DJ that really stuck with us throughout the stay-at-home orders. He did multiple shows by the phone, and he was very patient with technical difficulties. And so a big shout out to Blake, and you, everyone can tune in on the 24th at 7 o'clock in the evening to hear him back on the radio. He's got a great music choice. So, well, Amanda Peterson, thank you so much for being here with us today. Is there anything you want to leave us with from Focus Kids? Could you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you or where they can find your resources?
Yeah, you can always go to our website, focuskids.org, and that's focuskids.org. And we've done a lot. We have an amazing woman, Shayla, who's doing all of our upgrades on our website right now. And she's really done a lot with our website to make it user-friendly and have lots of resources on there for teachers and parents. So that's a great resource. And, you know, I just want to add one last note here, Beth, that I know, you know, all of these things that we talk about, it always feels easier said than done. But the more we are reminded of these just simple practices that we talk about, the more likely we as parents are to just pause and respond differently. And if we do it once and it feels good, we're more likely to do it again and again and eventually make new habits for ourselves and while modeling good, healthy habits for our kids as well. So I think it's just always important to point out to parents that none of this is easy, even though they're simple practices. It just takes like that one moment of remembering, oh yeah, I can try to do this, or oh yeah, here's a moment to connect with my kid, and that those moments become over time habits. And that's our goal with Focus Kids, is just really helping our parents and families and kids to just create healthy habits in their lives.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Amanda, for being with us today and for supporting the youth radio here at KDNK. And we will talk with you soon.
Yes. Thank you so much, Beth. It's always so fun to talk with you.
Okay. Take care.
All righty. Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Amanda Peterson with Focus Kids. You can find out more information about Focus Kids at focuskids.org.